All right, let's talk about SPC, or statistical process control. And this could be an entire course in and of itself, and I may well go ahead and expand it at some point to make it a proper course or talk somebody else into teaching the course here on the site. But if you're not already familiar with SPC, the refresher course is going to basically give you enough information to be dangerous. And there is a lot to learn about it. And by far the best way to learn SPC is just go do it. Find a stream of data of some sort or something you can measure on an ongoing basis and measure it. Construct the charts and see what kind of information it generates for you. But it is a really good set of tools, not just a tool, but a set of tools that allow us to monitor either our suppliers or our own systems, but then also tie it into our reliability work. And we'll talk about that in a bit more detail as we go through this series of lessons on SPC and process capability. Now, SPC, or statistical process control, is really the first step in a two-step process. And it really implies that you have an ability to monitor a process, some kind of sequence of measurements you're making, and you're monitoring that in order to give that process feedback that allows you to then not only create a process that produces products that are acceptable, that meet your requirements, that's ultimately the goal, but it is stable, that it's predictable, that it produces similar products on an ongoing basis without too much variation. Now, of course, there will be variation, and part of that is understanding what's allowable or what's to be expected. Now, process capability is the second step in that two-step sequence, and that's really that once you have a stable process, and we'll define that at great length later, but once the process is up and running and stable, meaning it's consistent, then it's the ability to calculate what is the capability over the long term of that process. What is it possibly going to make, and what range of values will it be making? And that then compared to what we want it to make, what our specifications are, our requirements, then allows us to create a capability index. And again, we'll be covering those in much greater detail. Now, back to that first step, statistical process control. Now, this is one of those techniques that has a number of different assumptions underlying it, has a different set of processes and procedures. And in my experience, I've seen way too many organizations that claim they're doing SPC, only to be really just for show. It's, for example, the control charts are behind glass near the visitor's lobby, and it's the only place they get updated prior to any major customer's visit. And they're not really being used for any useful purpose other than saying, yes, we do SPC there. See, you can see it. On the other hand, one of the best organizations I saw was a factory visit down in Mexico that the factory apparently at one time was making telephones for the Bell telephone company or the Bell network of phone companies. Now, that's long since been broken up in various different other companies, and that seems to continuously change. But what stayed was in that factory was a very strong sense of process control. And so they weren't making phones anymore. They were making circuit boards that went into a variety of different products. But they did have active and very meaningful SPC and control charts in particular that was done to the best I've ever seen it done. And we'll go into some details. What's that, how you can recognize that. But basically it was done by the people manning and operating the equipment, and they were making the measurements and tracking it manually. Now, of course, they could have automated this and made it very simple to look at a screen, but it would have taken away some of that interaction with the people that are actually operating the system with the information that they were gathering, that was being gathered, essentially. So SPC is way more than just a control chart up on the wall someplace. It's an active control process to monitor and improve an existing process. Now, as I said, mentioned earlier, process capability is the second part of a two-step process in this SPC section. And it's really looking at, well, once I have a process up and running, is it going to create products on an ongoing, consistent basis that meet our requirements? So if I'm operating a system and it can just barely meet our requirements, then any perturbation to that process will create scrap, will create products that are not meeting the requirements. So the underlying theory here is that if you have a capable process, it will withstand some of those normal perturbations that are bound to occur to any process. And so the higher the capability or the more capable a process is, the more robust it is to the normal variation that you're seeing. And there's capability indices that allow us to quickly assess, based on some calculations, what is the relative capability of a given process. Now, tolerances get thrown in here, and we're going to mention them just briefly, and then we'll talk about tools for establishing tolerances and determining tolerances in a later lesson. But tolerances are used as in specifications, on drawings, on requirements documents to say, we want the length of this piece of metal to be 2 centimeters, plus or minus some amount. Now, that plus or minus part is the tolerance. If it's within that range, it's acceptable. It's impossible to make a component that is exactly the same every single time if you're making more than one. They'll be close, it's possible, but how close is close enough? And that's the role of tolerances. Now, if you make the tolerances very, very small, so it's 2 centimeters plus or minus an angstrom, well, one, we may not be able to measure it with that good with enough accuracy, but we also are more than likely not able to manufacture parts with exactly those within that tolerance of lengths. Now, if we go 2 centimeters plus or minus a centimeter, that's a very, very broad tolerance for that particular type of part, and it may be acceptable for whatever its application is, but it most likely will not be. Now, a lot of processes would be very capable of making those parts with a plus or minus centimeter tolerance. But more realistically, it might be, say, the length of a pencil or a part that goes into a mechanical pencil, and it needs to be plus or minus a centimeter or 2 centimeters plus or minus some small fraction, say, 3 millimeters. And being able to measure it is one part of it. Two is what's allowed in order for the design to still work. And then the third part is where the capability comes in, is the process able to actually manufacture the vast majority of the components within those tolerances? And so we're going to tie in concepts of variability with tolerances, which come from the design, with the manufacturing or assembly process or material properties variation, and those natural variations that occur, and put it all together into a capability index. And that's what we're really after, is the ability to measure the capability of a process given a particular design. So it all starts with the design. And as many of you know, have heard me say, it really is the design's function to make the manufacturing process flawless. And by making parts that you can throw in a bag and shake up and it comes out assembled in perfect situation, fully functional, that would be ideal. Now, we know from experience that that's not always true or possible. So it does take a balance between the design process, the manufacturing processes, and vendor components and materials in order to create more than one of anything, and to have them be similar enough that we get the benefits of using that design to replicate parts. And so we're improving in these areas all the time. And one great way to do that is with SPC and process capability tools. Now, we'll dive into a little bit more, a little bit of an overview of control charts in particular, and then we'll talk more about each of the separate elements and pieces of this to give you a pretty thorough review of SPC and process capability.